The Culture of Connectivity, A Critical History of Social Media. By Jose Van Dijk. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Culture of Connectivity, A Critical History of Social Media by Jose Van Dijk is a comprehensive exploration of the history, development, and implications of social media. Van Dijk examines the rise of social media from its early days as a tool for connecting people to its current status as a powerful platform for communication, commerce, and entertainment. She looks at the ways in which social media has changed the way we interact with each other, how it has impacted our lives, and how it has shaped our culture. She also examines the implications of social media for our privacy, our relationships, and our democracy. Van Dijk begins by exploring the history of social media, tracing its roots back to the early days of the Internet. She looks at the development of the first social networks, such as Friendster and MySpace, and how they evolved into the platforms we know today. She examines the ways in which social media has changed the way we communicate, from the rise of the like button to the emergence of trending topics. She also looks at the ways in which social media has been used to spread misinformation and to manipulate public opinion. Van Dijk then examines the implications of social media for our privacy, our relationships, and our democracy. She looks at the ways in which social media has been used to invade our privacy, to manipulate our relationships, and to undermine our democracy. She also looks at the ways in which social media has been used to empower marginalized voices and to create new forms of activism. Finally, Van Dijk looks at the future of social media and the implications of its continued growth. She examines the potential for social media to be used for good, as well as the potential for it to be used for harm. She also looks at the ways in which social media can be regulated and how it can be used to promote a more equitable and just society. The Culture of Connectivity, A Critical History of Social Media is an essential read for anyone interested in understanding the history, development, and implications of social media. Van Dijk provides an insightful and comprehensive exploration of the ways in which social media has changed our lives and our culture, and the potential for it to be used for good or for harm. Main ideas. Main idea number one. Social media has become an integral part of everyday life, with users engaging in a variety of activities such as sharing, networking, and creating content. This book provides a critical history of social media, exploring how it has evolved over time and how it has shaped our culture. Social media has revolutionized the way we communicate and interact with each other. It has enabled us to connect with people from all over the world, share our thoughts and ideas, and create content that can be seen by millions of people. This book provides an in-depth look at the history of social media, from its early days as a tool for communication to its current status as a powerful platform for expression and connection. It examines the impact of social media on our culture, exploring how it has changed the way we think, act, and interact with each other. It also looks at the implications of social media for our privacy, our relationships, and our democracy. By providing a critical history of social media, this book offers a valuable insight into the past, present, and future of this ever-evolving technology. The book examines the various aspects of social media, from its technical infrastructure to its social implications. It looks at the ways in which social media has been used to facilitate communication, collaboration, and creativity. It also examines the ways in which social media has been used to spread misinformation, manipulate public opinion, and even influence elections. By exploring the history of social media, this book provides a comprehensive overview of the technology and its impact on our lives. The Culture of Connectivity, A Critical History of Social Media is an essential read for anyone interested in understanding the history and implications of social media. It provides an insightful look at the past, present, and future of this powerful technology, and offers valuable insight into the ways in which it has shaped our culture and our lives. Main idea number two. Social media has been shaped by the interests of the technology industry, which has sought to monetize user data and create a platform for advertising. This book examines how the industry has shaped the development of social media and how it has impacted our lives. The Culture of Connectivity, A Critical History of Social Media by Jose Van Dijk examines how the technology industry has shaped the development of social media and how it has impacted our lives. The book looks at how the industry has sought to monetize user data and create a platform for advertising, and how this has changed the way we interact with each other and with the world around us. It also looks at the implications of this for our privacy, our relationships, and our culture. The book provides an in-depth analysis of the history of social media, from its early days as a tool for communication to its current status as a powerful platform for marketing and advertising. It also looks at the ways in which social media has been used to manipulate public opinion, to spread misinformation, and to create echo chambers of like-minded people. Finally, the book examines the potential for social media to be used for positive social change, and how it can be used to create a more equitable and just society. Main idea number 3. Social media has been used to facilitate political and social movements, with users engaging in activism and organizing protests. This book looks at how social media has been used to mobilize people and how it has impacted the political landscape. Social media has been a powerful tool for political and social movements, allowing users to engage in activism and organize protests. In The Culture of Connectivity, A Critical History of Social Media, Jose Van Dijk examines how social media has been used to mobilize people and how it has changed the political landscape. He looks at how social media has been used to spread information, create networks, and build solidarity among activists. He also examines the implications of social media for democracy, privacy, and surveillance. By looking at the history of social media, Van Dijk provides a critical analysis of its impact on politics and society. Van Dijk looks at how social media has been used to organize protests and campaigns, and how it has enabled activists to reach a wider audience. He examines the role of social media in the Arab Spring, the Occupy movement, and other political movements. He also looks at how social media has been used to spread misinformation and propaganda, and how it has been used to manipulate public opinion. He discusses the implications of social media for democracy, privacy, and surveillance, and how it has been used to control and censor information. The Culture of Connectivity provides an in-depth look at the history and impact of social media on politics and society. It is an essential read for anyone interested in understanding the role of social media in politics and activism. Main idea number 4. Social media has been used to create a sense of community, with users forming online networks and engaging in conversations. This book examines how social media has been used to create a sense of belonging and how it has impacted our relationships. Social media has revolutionized the way we interact with each other, creating a new sense of community and connection. This book examines how social media has been used to create a sense of belonging and how it has impacted our relationships. It looks at how social media has changed the way we communicate, how it has enabled us to form new relationships, and how it has impacted our sense of identity. It also examines the implications of social media for our understanding of privacy, surveillance, and the public sphere. Finally, it looks at the implications of social media for our understanding of democracy, power, and the public sphere. The book explores the history of social media, from its early days as a tool for connecting people to its current role as a platform for sharing information and engaging in conversations. It examines the impact of social media on our lives, from the way we communicate to the way we form relationships. It also looks at the implications of social media for our understanding of privacy, surveillance, and the public sphere. Finally, it looks at the implications of social media for our understanding of democracy, power, and the public sphere. The Culture of Connectivity provides an in-depth look at the history and impact of social media, and how it has changed the way we interact with each other. It is an essential read for anyone interested in understanding the implications of social media for our lives and our society. Main idea number 5. Social media has been used to create a platform for self-expression, with users sharing their thoughts and opinions. This book looks at how social media has been used to create a space for self-expression and how it has impacted our identities. Social media has become an integral part of our lives, allowing us to express ourselves in ways that were not possible before. This book looks at how social media has been used to create a space for self-expression and how it has impacted our identities. It examines the ways in which social media has changed the way we communicate, interact, and form relationships. It also looks at how social media has been used to create a platform for activism, and how it has been used to spread information and influence public opinion. Finally, it looks at the implications of social media for our privacy and security, and how it has been used to manipulate public opinion and shape public discourse. The book looks at the history of social media, from its early days as a tool for communication and entertainment, to its current role as a platform for self-expression and activism. It examines the ways in which social media has changed the way we communicate, interact, and form relationships. It also looks at how social media has been used to create a platform for activism, and how it has been used to spread information and influence public opinion. Finally, it looks at the implications of social media for our privacy and security, and how it has been used to manipulate public opinion and shape public discourse. The Culture of Connectivity provides an in-depth look at the history and impact of social media on our lives. It examines the ways in which social media has changed the way we communicate, interact, and form relationships. It also looks at how social media has been used to create a platform for activism, and how it has been used to spread information and influence public opinion. Finally, it looks at the implications of social media for our privacy and security, and how it has been used to manipulate public opinion and shape public discourse. Main idea number 6. Social media has been used to create a platform for entertainment, with users engaging in activities such as gaming and streaming. This book examines how social media has been used to create a space for entertainment and how it has impacted our leisure activities. Social media has revolutionized the way we interact with each other and consume entertainment. It has created a platform for users to engage in activities such as gaming, streaming, and sharing content. This book examines how social media has been used to create a space for entertainment and how it has impacted our leisure activities. It looks at the ways in which social media has changed the way we interact with each other, how it has altered our consumption of entertainment, and how it has impacted our leisure activities. It also looks at the implications of social media for our culture, our economy, and our society. The book examines the impact of social media on our leisure activities, from the way we watch movies and television to the way we play video games. It looks at how social media has changed the way we interact with each other, how it has altered our consumption of entertainment, and how it has impacted our leisure activities. It also looks at the implications of social media for our culture, our economy, and our society. The book also looks at the ways in which social media has been used to create a space for entertainment, from the rise of streaming services to the emergence of virtual reality. It examines the implications of these changes for our culture, our economy, and our society. Finally, it looks at the ways in which social media has been used to create a space for entertainment and how it has impacted our leisure activities. Main idea number 7. Social media has been used to create a platform for commerce, with users engaging in activities such as buying and selling. This book looks at how social media has been used to create a space for commerce and how it has impacted our economic activities. Social media has revolutionized the way we conduct commerce. It has enabled us to create a platform for buying and selling goods and services, as well as engaging in other economic activities. This book looks at how social media has been used to create a space for commerce and how it has impacted our economic activities. It examines the various ways in which social media has been used to facilitate commerce, from the rise of online marketplaces to the emergence of new business models. It also looks at the implications of social media for our economic activities, such as the impact on consumer behavior, the changing nature of competition, and the implications for regulation. Finally, it looks at the potential of social media to create new opportunities for economic growth and development. The book provides an in-depth analysis of the role of social media in commerce, exploring the various ways in which it has been used to facilitate economic activities. It examines the implications of social media for our economic activities, such as the impact on consumer behavior, the changing nature of competition, and the implications for regulation. It also looks at the potential of social media to create new opportunities for economic growth and development. In addition, the book looks at the ethical and legal implications of using social media for commerce, as well as the potential risks and challenges associated with it. The Culture of Connectivity, A Critical History of Social Media, is an essential read for anyone interested in understanding the role of social media in commerce and its implications for our economic activities. It provides an in-depth analysis of the role of social media in commerce, exploring the various ways in which it has been used to facilitate economic activities. It also looks at the implications of social media for our economic activities, such as the impact on consumer behavior, the changing nature of competition, and the implications for regulation. Finally, it looks at the potential of social media to create new opportunities for economic growth and development. Main idea number 8. Social media has been used to create a platform for education, with users engaging in activities such as learning and teaching. This book examines how social media has been used to create a space for education and how it has impacted our educational activities. Social media has been used to create a platform for education, with users engaging in activities such as learning and teaching. This book examines how social media has been used to create a space for education and how it has impacted our educational activities. It looks at how social media has changed the way we learn, how it has enabled us to access new forms of knowledge, and how it has enabled us to connect with others in new ways. It also looks at the potential of social media to create new forms of learning and teaching, and how it can be used to create new forms of collaboration and engagement. Finally, it looks at the implications of social media for education, and how it can be used to create new forms of learning and teaching. The book looks at how social media has changed the way we learn, from traditional methods of learning to more interactive and collaborative forms of learning. It examines how social media has enabled us to access new forms of knowledge, from online courses to online communities. It also looks at how social media has enabled us to connect with others in new ways, from online discussion forums to virtual classrooms. Finally, it looks at the potential of social media to create new forms of learning and teaching, from online tutorials to virtual classrooms. The book also looks at the implications of social media for education, from the potential for increased access to education to the potential for increased engagement with learning. It examines the potential of social media to create new forms of collaboration and engagement, from online discussion forums to virtual classrooms. Finally, it looks at the implications of social media for education, from the potential for increased access to education to the potential for increased engagement with learning. Main idea number 9. Social media has been used to create a platform for surveillance, with users engaging in activities such as monitoring and tracking. This book looks at how social media has been used to create a space for surveillance and how it has impacted our privacy. Social media has been used to create a platform for surveillance, with users engaging in activities such as monitoring and tracking. This book looks at how social media has been used to create a space for surveillance and how it has impacted our privacy. It examines the ways in which social media has been used to monitor and control people, from the use of facial recognition technology to the tracking of online behavior. It also looks at the implications of this surveillance for our civil liberties and our right to privacy. The book also explores the ethical implications of using social media for surveillance, and how it can be used to manipulate public opinion and shape public discourse. The book also looks at the ways in which social media has been used to create a culture of surveillance, with users engaging in activities such as self-surveillance and the sharing of personal information. It examines the implications of this culture for our sense of identity and autonomy, and how it can be used to manipulate public opinion and shape public discourse. Finally, the book looks at the implications of social media surveillance for our civil liberties and our right to privacy. Main idea number 10. Social media has been used to create a platform for activism, with users engaging in activities such as protesting and organizing. This book examines how social media has been used to create a space for activism and how it has impacted our political activities. Social media has been used to create a platform for activism, allowing users to engage in activities such as protesting and organizing. This book examines how social media has been used to create a space for activism and how it has impacted our political activities. It looks at how social media has been used to spread awareness of social and political issues, to mobilize people to take action, and to create a sense of community and solidarity. It also examines the potential risks and challenges associated with using social media for activism, such as the potential for censorship, surveillance, and manipulation. Finally, it looks at how social media can be used to create a more equitable and just society, and how it can be used to challenge existing power structures and create a more inclusive and diverse public sphere. The book looks at the history of social media and its role in activism, from the early days of the internet to the present day. It examines how social media has been used to challenge oppressive systems, to create a platform for marginalized voices, and to foster a sense of collective action. It also looks at how social media has been used to spread misinformation and to manipulate public opinion. Finally, it looks at the potential of social media to create a more equitable and just society, and how it can be used to challenge existing power structures and create a more inclusive and diverse public sphere. Main idea number 11. Social media has been used to create a platform for marketing, with users engaging in activities such as advertising and promotion. This book looks at how social media has been used to create a space for marketing and how it has impacted our consumer culture. Social media has revolutionized the way we market products and services. It has created a platform for businesses to reach out to their target audiences in a more direct and personal way. Through social media, businesses can create relationships with their customers, build brand loyalty, and increase their visibility. This book looks at how social media has been used to create a space for marketing and how it has impacted our consumer culture. It examines the various strategies used by businesses to engage with their customers, the challenges they face, and the opportunities that social media presents. It also looks at the implications of social media for our society, exploring how it has changed the way we communicate, interact, and consume. Finally, it looks at the implications of social media for our economy, discussing how it has impacted the way businesses operate and how it has changed the way we do business. The book provides an in-depth analysis of the impact of social media on marketing and consumer culture. It looks at how businesses have used social media to reach out to their target audiences, how they have used it to build relationships with their customers, and how it has changed the way we consume. It also looks at the implications of social media for our society, exploring how it has changed the way we communicate, interact, and consume. Finally, it looks at the implications of social media for our economy, discussing how it has impacted the way businesses operate and how it has changed the way we do business. Main idea number 12. Social media has been used to create a platform for communication, with users engaging in activities such as messaging and chatting. This book examines how social media has been used to create a space for communication and how it has impacted our interpersonal relationships. Social media has revolutionized the way we communicate with each other. It has enabled us to connect with people from all over the world, and to share our thoughts and ideas with a much wider audience. This book examines how social media has changed the way we interact with each other, and how it has impacted our interpersonal relationships. It looks at how social media has been used to create a platform for communication, and how it has enabled us to engage in activities such as messaging and chatting. It also examines the implications of social media for our personal and professional lives, and how it has changed the way we think about communication and relationships. The book looks at the history of social media, from its early days as a tool for connecting people to its current status as a powerful platform for communication. It examines the impact of social media on our lives, from the way we interact with each other to the way we consume information. It also looks at the implications of social media for our personal and professional lives, and how it has changed the way we think about communication and relationships. The Culture of Connectivity, A Critical History of Social Media, provides an in-depth look at the history and impact of social media on our lives. It examines how social media has changed the way we communicate with each other, and how it has impacted our interpersonal relationships. It is an essential read for anyone interested in understanding the implications of social media for our lives. Main idea number 13. Social media has been used to create a platform for collaboration, with users engaging in activities such as working and networking. This book looks at how social media has been used to create a space for collaboration and how it has impacted our professional activities. Social media has revolutionized the way we interact and collaborate with one another. It has enabled us to connect with people from all over the world, share ideas, and work together on projects. This book looks at how social media has been used to create a space for collaboration and how it has impacted our professional activities. It examines the ways in which social media has changed the way we communicate, collaborate, and work together. It also looks at the implications of social media for our professional lives, including the potential for increased productivity, improved communication, and better collaboration. The book also looks at the potential risks associated with social media, such as privacy concerns, cyberbullying, and the potential for misuse. It examines the ways in which social media can be used to create a more open and collaborative environment, as well as the potential for misuse and abuse. Finally, it looks at the implications of social media for our professional lives, including the potential for increased productivity, improved communication, and better collaboration. Main idea number 14. Social media has been used to create a platform for creativity, with users engaging in activities such as creating and sharing. This book examines how social media has been used to create a space for creativity and how it has impacted our cultural production. Social media has been used to create a platform for creativity, allowing users to engage in activities such as creating and sharing content. This book examines how social media has been used to create a space for creativity and how it has impacted our cultural production. It looks at how social media has changed the way we communicate, interact, and create, and how it has enabled us to share our ideas and experiences with a wider audience. It also examines the implications of social media for our culture, including the potential for censorship, the rise of digital activism, and the impact of algorithms on our lives. Finally, it looks at the implications of social media for our future, exploring the potential for new forms of creativity and collaboration. The Culture of Connectivity provides an in-depth exploration of the history and development of social media, from its early days as a tool for communication to its current status as a platform for creativity. It examines the implications of social media for our culture, including the potential for censorship, the rise of digital activism, and the impact of algorithms on our lives. It also looks at the implications of social media for our future, exploring the potential for new forms of creativity and collaboration. By examining the history and development of social media, this book provides an invaluable resource for understanding the current state of our culture and the potential for our future. Main idea number 15. Social media has been used to create a platform for curation, with users engaging in activities such as collecting and organizing. This book looks at how social media has been used to create a space for curation and how it has impacted our information consumption. Social media has enabled users to curate content in a variety of ways. From creating collections of images, videos, and articles to organizing and sharing information, users have been able to create their own personalized information spaces. This book looks at how social media has been used to create a space for curation and how it has impacted our information consumption. It examines the implications of curation for our understanding of knowledge, authority, and expertise, as well as the implications for our understanding of the public sphere. It also looks at the implications of curation for the way we think about the production and consumption of information, and the implications for our understanding of the digital divide. The book looks at how curation has been used to create a space for the sharing of knowledge and expertise, and how it has been used to create a platform for the exchange of ideas. It examines the implications of curation for our understanding of the public sphere, and how it has been used to create a space for the sharing of information and ideas. It also looks at the implications of curation for our understanding of the digital divide, and how it has been used to create a platform for the exchange of information and ideas across different social and economic backgrounds. The book also looks at the implications of curation for our understanding of the production and consumption of information, and how it has been used to create a platform for the exchange of information and ideas. It examines the implications of curation for our understanding of the public sphere, and how it has been used to create a space for the sharing of information and ideas. Finally, it looks at the implications of curation for our understanding of the digital divide, and how it has been used to create a platform for the exchange of information and ideas across different social and economic backgrounds. Main idea number 16. Social media has been used to create a platform for research, with users engaging in activities such as gathering and analyzing. This book examines how social media has been used to create a space for research and how it has impacted our knowledge production. Social media has revolutionized the way we conduct research. It has enabled us to access vast amounts of data and to connect with people from all over the world. This book examines how social media has been used to create a space for research and how it has impacted our knowledge production. It looks at how social media has enabled us to access and analyze data, to collaborate with others, and to share our findings. It also examines the ethical implications of using social media for research, and how it has changed the way we think about research and knowledge production. The book looks at how social media has enabled us to access and analyze data, to collaborate with others, and to share our findings. It examines the implications of using social media for research, and how it has changed the way we think about research and knowledge production. It also looks at the impact of social media on the way we communicate and interact with each other, and how it has changed the way we access and use information. Finally, it looks at the implications of using social media for research, and how it has impacted our knowledge production. Main idea number 17. Social media has been used to create a platform for networking, with users engaging in activities such as connecting and interacting. This book looks at how social media has been used to create a space for networking and how it has impacted our social lives. Social media has revolutionized the way we interact with each other. It has enabled us to connect with people from all over the world, and to share our thoughts and experiences with them. It has also allowed us to create and join networks of like-minded individuals, and to engage in activities such as sharing ideas, discussing topics, and collaborating on projects. This book looks at how social media has been used to create a space for networking and how it has impacted our social lives. It examines the ways in which social media has changed the way we communicate, interact, and form relationships, and how it has shaped our identities and our understanding of the world. It also looks at the implications of social media for our privacy, our security, and our sense of community. The book looks at the history of social media, from its early days as a tool for connecting people to its current status as a powerful platform for communication and collaboration. It examines the ways in which social media has been used to create and sustain networks, and how it has been used to facilitate the sharing of information and ideas. It also looks at the implications of social media for our privacy, our security, and our sense of community. Finally, it looks at the potential of social media to create new forms of social interaction and to shape our understanding of the world. Main idea number 18. Social media has been used to create a platform for sharing, with users engaging in activities such as posting and commenting. This book examines how social media has been used to create a space for sharing and how it has impacted our media consumption. Social media has revolutionized the way we communicate and interact with each other. It has created a platform for sharing, with users engaging in activities such as posting and commenting. This book examines how social media has been used to create a space for sharing and how it has impacted our media consumption. It looks at the ways in which social media has changed the way we communicate, how it has shaped our identities, and how it has impacted our relationships with each other. It also examines the implications of social media for our political and economic systems, and how it has been used to create new forms of activism and protest. Finally, it looks at the implications of social media for our culture, and how it has been used to create new forms of expression and creativity. The book looks at the history of social media, from its early days as a tool for connecting people to its current status as a powerful platform for communication and expression. It examines the ways in which social media has been used to create new forms of community and to facilitate the sharing of information and ideas. It also looks at the ways in which social media has been used to create new forms of activism and protest, and how it has been used to shape our identities and our relationships with each other. Finally, it looks at the implications of social media for our culture, and how it has been used to create new forms of expression and creativity. Main idea number 19. Social media has been used to create a platform for identity, with users engaging in activities such as creating and expressing. This book looks at how social media has been used to create a space for identity and how it has impacted our sense of self. Social media has become an integral part of our lives, providing us with a platform to express ourselves and connect with others. This book looks at how social media has been used to create a space for identity and how it has impacted our sense of self. It examines how social media has enabled us to create and express our identities, and how it has changed the way we interact with each other. It also looks at how social media has been used to create a sense of community, and how it has been used to shape our identities. Finally, it looks at the implications of social media for our sense of self and our relationships with others. The culture of connectivity provides an in-depth exploration of the ways in which social media has been used to create a space for identity. It looks at how social media has enabled us to create and express our identities, and how it has changed the way we interact with each other. It also examines how social media has been used to create a sense of community, and how it has been used to shape our identities. Finally, it looks at the implications of social media for our sense of self and our relationships with others. This book is an important contribution to the field of social media studies, as it provides an insightful look at how social media has been used to create a space for identity. It is an essential read for anyone interested in understanding the impact of social media on our lives and our sense of self. Main idea number 20. Social media has been used to create a platform for debate, with users engaging in activities such as discussing and debating. This book examines how social media has been used to create a space for debate and how it has impacted our public discourse. Social media has been used to create a platform for debate, allowing users to engage in activities such as discussing and debating. This book examines how social media has been used to create a space for debate and how it has impacted our public discourse. It looks at how social media has changed the way we communicate, how it has shaped our understanding of public discourse, and how it has enabled us to engage in debates on a global scale. It also examines the implications of social media for democracy, free speech, and the public sphere. Finally, it looks at the potential of social media to create a more equitable and inclusive public discourse. The book looks at how social media has enabled us to engage in debates on a global scale, allowing us to connect with people from different countries and cultures. It examines how social media has changed the way we communicate, allowing us to share our opinions and engage in debates with people from different backgrounds. It also looks at how social media has shaped our understanding of public discourse, allowing us to engage in debates on a wide range of topics. Finally, it looks at the implications of social media for democracy, free speech, and the public sphere, and how it has enabled us to create a more equitable and inclusive public discourse.